Please gather around.
Okay, guys, gather round.
Gather round.
Gather round.
Gather round.
Gather round.
Kids, gather round.
We are right here.
Oh, what are we waiting for?
The gathering. Want to join?
Let me segue into the informational portion of our gathering.
All right, enough chit-chat. We got a show to do.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Oh, man, is it cold. Jeez Louise, is it cold. I hate cold. I can't stand cold. Anyway, good morning. How you doing? Thanks so much for joining me here, Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Today's show has the potential to be the finest I've ever done. I say that with no fear of contradiction, none whatsoever, because there's really nobody here in the studio. However, there will be somebody here in the studio, and Erica Marsh, who had been one of the main players in this petition drive to get the real estate taxation removed from the Constitution of the state of Ohio. She's going to be here in studio. She's now a realtor, I guess, up in Toronto, and so she wanted to talk with us. And I said, ah, sure, you helped with the petitions. You know, come on in. Let's talk about, you know, stuff. So she'll be joining us in a little bit. You can see the show. There's not much to see right now. But anytime I have a guest, then that changes. So you can see the show, the Facebook live stream. Hi, good morning. How you doing? And that you go to Facebook, of course, because it's a Facebook live stream. It is the profile page, my profile page. It's Dimitri with three I's. Dimitri Vassilaris rhymes with Assilaris, but you add a V to it. I'm the one with now, amazingly, more than 8,000 followers and the little quote balloon at the top saying that Dimitri likes cash gifts best or something to that effect. Hint, hint. Christmas, you know. So far, I've not received any gifts other than what my wife bought. And it wasn't even a gift. It was more like a dare. Ugly Christmas sweater. For those of you who are wondering what's the latest ugly Christmas sweater that Dimitri is wearing, this is a new one. And we took some pictures. Johnny took some pictures of me this morning with the sweater. They are posted on the Facebook page. You can also see it right here. And I think that's a character from one of the cartoons for Christmas. I'm not sure which one. I think it's one of them. In any event, it's hideous, which, of course, is perfect for me. It's Ugly Christmas Sweater Monday. Merry Christmas to you and yours. I can't wait. Just a few more days, and it's going to be Kwanzaa. Oh, I can barely wait. All right, so we've got that. So Erica Marsh is going to be here in just a little bit, so we'll be talking with her. You'll be able to see her, so you won't have to see the hideousness that is Dimitri. Also, just a question here about why on earth do we have so many school closings today? I'm trying to watch some of the games yesterday, the NFL games, and both 7 and 9 had this crawling thing underneath that actually blocked out an important part of the game because you didn't know how much time was left. I mean, you know, timeouts or anything. It drove me nuts. Anyway, and they're going, oh, this school's closed. This school's going to be closed. Everything's going to be closed tomorrow. And I'm going, wait a minute. The snow was Saturday night, Sunday morning. What, 6-7 inches? You know, it wasn't pleasant, but it was like, okay. But there's no snow out there now. It's just cold. Are we raising a generation of wusses here? I mean, stop and think about this. It is much, much colder the further up you go, upper to Ohio. And then above Ohio, there's a lake. And then there's another country. And then if you go a little bit west, there's another state above it, Michigan. And then there's that Wisconsin and Minnesota. And even above them, another country. The point here is that those kids seem to be a lot tougher than our kids. The point here is that maybe, and I'm just asking the question, I'm not trying to cause trouble because that's the last thing I would ever want to do during Christmas time. But it would seem to me that maybe we're raising some wussy kids. And I don't blame the kids at all. I blame you, the parents, allowing this. So it's cold. So what? When it's cold, you know what my parents did? My mom, my dad was sleeping. She made us wear more clothes. Like sweaters and coats and earmuffs and hats and extra socks and all that. Because it was winter. I know it's not officially winter, but still, it's essentially winter here. And all the schools are closed. Why on earth are all the schools closed? What kind of kids are we raising here is my question. I don't have an answer, but
you know, we got to look like wusses for kids that are further up north than we are. I mean, honestly, because it'd be one thing if it was snowing and then you can't drive around anywhere. You know, that I get. But this, it's just cold. That's all it is. And you know what we did whenever we had a snow day for school? We couldn't go to school because of, you know, too much snow. What we did is, again, we were kids, we went out in the snow. We went out in the snow and we played in the snow and sled riding and the snowballs and the snowman and all that snow stuff. And now it's like, oh, it's down below 32 degrees. Let's cancel schools. Let's have this thing crawling on the bottom of the TV screens about, oh, the school's closed, that school's closed, because it's cold. Just wear more warm clothes. How hard can this be? I had to get that off my chest. Next, Meathead is dead. Meathead and his wife, very sad, very sad. Rob Reiner and his wife are dead. On Twitter, there are lots and lots of reports. People Magazine and others are claiming that they were knifed to death by their son, Nick. I don't have independent verification from any official source, but People Magazine and other sources, news sources on Twitter are all saying the same thing. So that could very well be the case. Maybe there's some other factor that I don't know, but as of now, I would say that the odds are really, really good. Can't guarantee it because I don't have smoking gun evidence because I host an evidence-based talk show, as you should know by now. But the news reports, People Magazine, others are all saying the same thing, that Rob Reiner and his wife knifed to death in their home, and it's probably their, what they're claiming is that Nick, their son, who had been involved in all sorts of drugs for a very long time, supposedly did this. So I wanted to give you a heads up. The national media is not touching it. It's corporate media. They're all dying. You got to be on Twitter. You got to, well, now X, and see what is actually happening in real time. So now you know. And so you're not going to be surprised if it is the official story at some point. And the news media is going to be going, oh, breaking news. Well, yeah, but Dimitri talked about it Monday morning based on my research on X and other platforms that are on, not even platforms, but news sources that are on X that are all saying pretty much the same thing. So I would be very surprised if they were not killed by their son, Nick. We will see. We will see what happens. Also, really interesting here regarding Rob Reiner and his wife. Rob Reiner, hardcore, unapologetic, liberal, made outrageous statements about Trump and everything else. And on Twitter, I mean, the hatred that he spewed and others spewed toward him was unbelievable. Political stuff, absolutely unbelievable. Now, one thing with Rob Reiner, a lot of people don't know. He played Meathead in All in the Family back a million years ago. But he was actually a very good film producer, director, I don't even know the right term, filmmaker. That's really the best term, filmmaker. He was responsible for a lot of really, really good films. And that almost never came up on Twitter, which is now X-Twitter, I guess I should call it. People going back and forth with him, thinking this guy was a fool. And politically, he was just so far out there, it was ridiculous. However, this man was someone of great substance who created a lot, and I mean a lot, of really, really great films. Now, the reason I'm telling you all of this is the left just lost one, Rob Reiner, of course, and his wife, although I don't know her political beliefs or whatever. When they assassinated Charlie Kirk, a lot of people on the left were quite pleased about that. Let me rephrase this. They weren't pleased, but they showed virtually no sadness or remorse or much of anything at all. And if people made too much of the assassination of Charlie Kirk, then they were put down. I'm thinking specifically about this useless mayor in Wellsburg, Dan Dudley Do-Wrong, and all his hateful comments on Twitter and his memes. It was just terrible, terrible, terrible stuff. And there were an awful lot of people on the left who were either celebrating Charlie Kirk's assassination, or saying that, well, he had it coming because, he's a conservative, and so he must be a racist, and he must be a Nazi, and, this, that, and the other. Virtually no empathy whatsoever. There are a few here and there, but very, very, very few. Most of them, especially those idiots on TikTok, Jesus, those people on TikTok have lost their minds. They were going on and on about this, that, and the other regarding Charlie Kirk, and he was terrible. Right after he was assassinated. And then they started going after his wife. Well, she's not showing enough remorse and sadness and all this and all that. Crazy, sick, sick stuff. But now that Rob Reiner has been killed, and again, according to People magazine and some others on X Twitter, killed by his son, who had been involved in drugs for a very long time, a kid named Nick. They were actually going to do a film back in 2016 or something about Nick and his battle with drug addiction. So, but now that Rob Reiner, who was hated by MAGA Nation, hated by conservatives and all that, and argued with everybody on Twitter regarding politics, everyone is really, really sad on our side. Really sad. You should see the posts on X Twitter. One after the other saying, essentially, look, I disagreed with the guy. I thought he was, nuts politically, this, that, and the other. But we're really, really sad that this man has been killed. And his wife, of course. The difference between our side and today's lunatic left is unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. We have genuine remorse. I have remorse. I don't even know the guy. But this is a very sad thing. I disagreed with him politically and just about everything. And he was obnoxious about it, honestly, on Twitter. Really just crazy out there stuff. But nobody on our side is cheering. Nobody on our side is dancing around. Nobody is doing a TikTok video saying the son of a bitch had it coming or anything like that. We are not the same. Today's lunatic left is in another dimension. They have poisoned their souls with hate. They just have. Just take a look at the difference between how the left responded to Charlie Kirk's assassination and look at how we are responding to Rob Reiner's killing. We are not the same. Hey, there's our guest. You're Erica Marsh, right? Okay, Erica Marsh is coming in here. She's going to be joining us after the break. Have a seat over there. Do you need to use a restroom? The light should be on over there. Do you know where the restroom is? Right that way and then down the hall just a little bit. Go ahead, if you need the restroom. Okay, well, have a seat in the lobby. I'll bring you out here in just a minute. She is here. She is all set to go. We'll be talking about the petition drive and everything else, anything else that she wants to talk about. So we've got all of that. Hanukkah, wouldn't you know, another horrible anti-Jewish assassination killing, this time in Australia. And the CBS News this morning was just the worst. I just wanted to pull my hair out, but I don't have any hair, so I really couldn't do it. They were going on and on about the killings of all these poor people in Australia who were there celebrating Hanukkah. They were on a big beach there in Sydney, which apparently is a very big deal, Bondi something beach over there. And there were two assassins who started opening fire, killing all these poor people. And obviously, many of them, of course, have to be Jewish. And CBS this morning, the network news, would not even say the name of the two people who were killing all of these Jews in Australia, would not make any reference to them being jihadists, didn't make any reference either to the useless police there in Australia, in Sydney. At least three of them froze. Two had their hands up. One was hiding behind a car, all women. And it took 10 to 15 minutes to get any police officers there to stop the killing. Turns out that one of the people there who was a Christian from Lebanon actually went after one of the gunmen, grabbed his gun and a rifle and turned it on him. But the police were absolutely useless. This is the same Australia that has banned gun ownership. And now they want to ban even more gun ownership. It's impossible.